And I had to spend some time looking for the right words to phrase my opinions. But I've gotten used to the idea of the right to express oneself. And now I feel more comfortable with expressing my thoughts in a more straightforward and honest way. The thing I love about living in New York City is the people. But it's also the same reason I get frustrated and fed up. I find that people, especially New Yorkers, have little patience. And as much as expressing oneself is a great thing, I find that some people take the right to express oneself a little too far. I think the New York City subway system during rush hour is a really good example and the best place to see people at their best and worst. I've seen people express their frustration and anger with other commuters by cursing and yelling. Sometimes things will get really heated and fights will break out. That really surprises me because in Korea, no matter how crowded or packed it gets, people don't usually yell at one another. All in all, I love living here and I've made some really good friends, but I still get homesick from time to time. I can easily communicate with my family or friends back in Korea using the internet, but it doesn't completely get rid of my longing for home. And as much as I love the people, sometimes I feel like the pace in New York City can be overwhelming. I do often think about going home and returning one day.
5.25 Junghwa.
I've been living in New York City for just over 5 years now. The reason I first came here is because I always wanted to improve my English and live abroad. I came alone and I didn't have any family or friends in the U.S. I had no idea how things were going to unfold. It was all terrifying and exciting at the same time. South Korea is a relatively homogeneous country, so I was completely fascinated and shocked by the diversity in New York City. I was surrounded by people of different races who spoke languages that I had never heard before. Even if people were speaking English, I didn't notice because of all the different accents. It was all so different from what I had been used to back in Korea. You see, what I like best about living here is that in some way, I'm still living the dream. I was only planning to stay a year, but 5 years later, I have a master's degree from NYU, and I'm working as a teacher's assistant. I get to meet people from all over the world, and people have such different backgrounds that I find myself learning all the time. In South Korea, people are more conservative and cautious about expressing their views. One thing that has definitely changed a lot is my attitude toward communication. In the past, I always went for the politically correct answer –